And did he have much education?
Well, now, he don't have a lot of education he's got. I think he went through the 7th grade, did you, baby? He went through the 6th grade. You know, he can read and write.
Okay. And are most of his friends people from around here, too?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Born and raised
out here, and right around Louisville here.
Well, good. That's good. And were his people from Loganville?
Right around close to Loganville.
Good, good. Now, would you tell me just a little bit about Loganville, what most of the people do for a living? And
well, most of them around here, I think, works at Public Works, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, different places around.
Are there any mills or industries in Loganville?
Ain't no kind of work in Loganville, but just a manufacturing plant right down the highway down there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right off of the base.
That's right, they make clothes.
And that's where they make clothes, mm-hmm. Well, the manufacturing company.
Is there much farming around here?
Not now. Ain't too much farming around here now. They, most of the things, you know, public work now. All the farmers, just about. There's a few farms around here, just a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. And if there's two or three answers, you might, you know, two or three words, you might just tell me all of them. And for some of them, you probably won't have any words. And so if that's the case, you know, just tell me that too, because that's just as important. What do you call the part of the day that's between noon and dark?
Afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
In the morning.
Okay. And what's an expression with sun in it that means when the sun's first coming up?
Beautiful, I think.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You might say, I have to get the cows in before sun...
down.
Okay. And then you might say, I have to get the cows in before sun down. I have to get up before sun...
up.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out, you say the weather is...
fair enough.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
A rainstorm.
Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Fireboard. That's what I was always teach that when I was a kid, you know.
Okay. That's what we're interested in, what you said when you were a kid, you know.
But you know, they never like that man in houses, you know. They hardly have, they don't hardly.
Yeah, now they have heaters, I guess.
See, they ain't one here. They ain't many. There's a lot of houses don't have hot places, you know.
That's just, you know, I think there's something awful nice about an open fire.
I do.
What do you call the things in a fireplace that the logs rest on?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to get a fire started?
Kindling.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut into little tiny pieces?
Lathered.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and some hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothesline.
Okay. And how about inside? You know, where you hang clean clothes?
Coat racks.
Okay.
You know, you can hang them on a coat hanger. I mean, put them in a rod, you know. I hang them on a nail mostly. Don't have much closet space.
Well, what do you call a piece of furniture that some people have in their houses that they hang clothes in? A big piece of furniture?
It's a ship rose.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house? You know, that do like this?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay.